From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. It's election day here in the United States, and candidates from the two major parties are still holding rallies at this hour. Donald Trump is in Michigan, Hillary Clinton in North Carolina. Some of the first ballots are being cast in New Hampshire, one of the five states Donald Trump visited on the last full day of his campaign.
I am asking for the votes of all Americans, Democrats, Republicans, independent, first-time voters, and there are a lot of those first-time voters, folks, who are so desperately in need of change. Hillary Clinton's only allegiance is to herself, her donors, and her special interests.
Democrat Hillary Clinton held rallies spearheaded by music superstars in North Carolina, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where President Barack Obama addressed the crowd.
I'm asking you to work as hard as you can this one last day to elect, my fellow Americans, this fighter, this stateswoman, this mother, this grandmother, this patriot, our next president of the United States of America, Hillary Clinton.
Polls heading into Election Day give Clinton a 2 to 3 point lead over Donald Trump. You can find more on the U.S. presidential elections as well as live coverage Tuesday evening at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hispanics have turned out in record numbers to vote early this election season, leading to speculation that they may affect the outcome of the race in some key states, including perhaps the important state of Texas. Hispanics seem to be responding to rhetoric from Republican Donald Trump on immigration. Trump may have awakened what many call the sleeping giant when he described the Mexican immigrants as rapists and murderers last year. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, backed by U.S. air power and military advisors, captured a number of Islamic State positions amid heavy fighting on Monday north of Raqqa. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the U.S. does not underestimate the hard work ahead, adding that Syrian democratic forces have already made progress in the early days of the advance, supported by the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. The Syrian democratic forces announced on Sunday the start of an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by Islamic State extremists in 2014 and self-designated as the center of extremist rule. Iraqi authorities say the military coalition pressing a huge offensive against Islamic State extremists near the city of Mosul have uncovered a mass grave containing at least 100 decapitated bodies. The victims are believed to be civilians. Islamic State fighters have controlled Mosul and its outlying towns and villages for more than 2 years, and civilians who have recently escaped have described repeated incidents of mass executions by the extremists. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against the meeting and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu's emissaries made clear that Israel will not participate in any international conference convened contrary to that position. China has declared that democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take up their seats in the legislature, weighing in on a dispute over the way their oaths were taken during a swearing-in ceremony last month. Two pro-independence politicians draped themselves in banners that declared Hong Kong is not China and pledged allegiance to the Hong Kong nation. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order, but Beijing's conclusion that some are unfit for office because of the way they took their oaths has already triggered an uproar. And South Korean President Park Geun-hye says she would allow lawmakers to select her next prime minister, a major political concession to growing anger as she tries to defuse an escalating influence peddling scandal. Park has faced tens of thousands of protesters and an investigation into whether one of her confidants manipulated government decisions. Tuesday's concession could severely curtail her ability to govern the 15 months she has left in office. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.